and welcome to 5 Minutes for Earth with your host, Emily Brown.
Hi, I'm Angela Ardelius. I'm the lab manager of McCampbell Analytical. We're an environmental laboratory in Pittsburgh, California.
I just wanted to take a quick moment to thank all of you who are sharing our podcast and supporting us. This week, a listener by the name of Jag822 left a very nice review saying, "Honestly, such a great podcast. I have absolutely no tie to school that does it. I just stumbled upon it, but I love how they are short, informative episodes." Thank you, Jag822. And thanks to all the rest of you for taking time to write reviews and share our podcast. You're really helping us make a difference, and it means so much to us. Thank you. Okay, back to the episode. This week we have a very special guest, Angela Rudelius. She is in charge of an environmental laboratory and an expert in the state of California when it comes to understanding environmental contamination. So I had the opportunity to ask her some questions, so let's get right into it. Can you tell me a little bit about what McCampbell Analytic does and how you do it?
Absolutely, yes. Well, McCampbell Analytical, we're an environmental laboratory. We specialize in the chemical analysis of soil, water, and air. We follow analytical methodologies, or SOPs, or standard operating procedures, provided by the US EPA and other agencies to extract and analyze these different types of matrices to detect various types of environmental contaminants, such as pesticides, heavy metals, hydrocarbons. We use analytical instrumentation, such as gas chromatographs, or GCs, ICPs, inductively coupled plasma, and spectrophotometers to detect and quantify these chemical compounds. All of our data is then compiled into an analytical report, which is given to our clients for their use.
Wow. So under what circumstances does soil and water need to be tested?
The need for analytical testing can vary. Many of our clients are environmental consulting companies that need to use the data that our lab provides to help their clients assess contaminated building sites, which may require remediation prior to building. Some of our clients use our data to assess how quote-unquote dirty their soil is for disposal purposes. Soils that contain over certain thresholds of contamination may need to be disposed at a special hazardous waste landfill rather than at a municipal landfill. We have other clients like fuel refineries, energy plants, and other factories that hold wastewater permits, where their permits require their facility to clean their wastewater discharge up to a certain environmentally acceptable level prior to releasing their water into local waterways or watersheds.
That's so cool. So, how can testing help identify and correct environmental issues?
Testing is important. It's an important tool to help keep our environment healthy, which in turn keeps us healthy. Without environmental laws holding people and companies and government agencies responsible for the pollution that they create, our ecosystems can break down, causing waterways, groundwater, lakes, oceans to become polluted, which impacts all living things, including us.
So contaminated soils and water can lead to unhealthy soils and water pollution, which can harm human health, especially if it gets into reservoirs, oceans, and streams. It can really mess up ecosystems. Most of these compounds aren't just harmful to humans, but to plants and wildlife too. Very bad. So what are potential consequences of not testing?
A big one would be fines. You can be, if you're a permit holder, if your company or municipality holds a permit, you can get fined heavily. Also, I mean, if they are chronic abusers, they could even go as far as to go to jail. Worst of all, though, is if you don't test, you don't know. Worst of all is ignorance of not knowing what's in the soil or water.
So what can people and businesses do to help prevent soil and groundwater contamination?
Well, fortunately, there's lots of people can do to help prevent soil and water contamination. Most are common sense, probably things you already do. Things like recycling everything you can that's recyclable, things like glass, plastic, and paper, of course. A big one is also to utilize your local hazardous waste disposal facility to discard things like old batteries, paint, oils, any sort of cleaning solvents you might use and those types of materials. It's free. You never want to pour those types of things down your sink or down the stormwater drain. Those can contaminate your local streams and oceans as well. Another big thing people can do, or actually farmers can do, is switch to organic farming. Synthetic pesticides can harm soil and groundwater tremendously. So if farmers have the ability and the means to switch from synthetic pesticides use to organic means, that's always a good thing.
Great. Yeah, thank you for coming on this week.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Come back next week for a brand new episode. This has been 5 Minutes for Earth with your host, Emily Brown, brought to you by the Placer High School Environmental Club. Please take a moment to visit our website, linked in the show notes, or follow us on Instagram at Placer_environmental_club. As always, all the information presented in this podcast is linked in the show notes. A big thank you to all club members. See you next week. Bye!